Welcome back to the JMB Neighbor Gamers Podcast. We're a couple guys that enjoy video games, movies, and entertainment. My name is Bay, and I'm joined with my neighbor Jay.
Right, let's go. How are you doing, Bay?
I'm doing great, man. Here we are. We're recording a day earlier than normal. We're recording on a Sunday. And I'm all right with that, Jay, because I got some energy.
All right.
I'm ready to start talking about some of this stuff. How about you? How do you feel?
Yeah, we got Halloween tomorrow, so partially that's why we're recording now.
Exactly.
All the trick-or-treaters are coming out and passing out some candy.
Oh, yeah,
I'll probably drink a little bit tomorrow, too. Hey, like last year.
So we had our Halloween episode last week, so if you wanted to check out some Halloween stories, we talked about some Ouija board and that kind of stuff. That's on our previous episode, episode 95. But this week, we started playing this game. We don't normally talk about pocket games or games on your phone, but we're going to talk about Marvel Snap. And wow, this game is so addictive, Jay. I've been playing this a lot. I want to hear Jay's feedback on this. We're also going to talk about Tales of the Jedi, and Jay's going to cover that because I haven't seen it yet, but he's watched a few episodes there. And Quantumania reactions. So we got the Ant-Man and Wasp Quantumania, and you know there's going to be a lot of Kang in this episode of this Quantumania. And man, they're all got their family together. I mean, I don't want this to be a return to Witch Mountain with a bunch of kids and whatnot, kids and their family and stuff. But I don't think it will. It'll probably be some funny stuff, especially with Paul Rudd. So those of you just joining us, first time listeners, you can follow us on Instagram, and that's Jay and Bay at Jay and Bay Neighbor Gamers, and or you can send us an email. Like you're liking what we do, you want to give us some feedback, go ahead and send us an email, and that's spelled out JJAYANDBAY. That's Jay and Bay at neighborgamers.com. So Jay, first, let's do this. Let's do with some Twitter stuff.
All right.
Okay, and I'm on there. I'm always like trying to find some news, and you know, I'll search the hashtag video games or just video game news. And Henry Cavill, we knew this. Henry Cavill was leaving. Well, let me put it this way: he is returning as Superman, but leaving as The Witcher.
Hmm.
Wow. And do you know who's replacing him?
No.
It's another Hemsworth.
It's
Liam, the Liam Hemsworth, and I don't know this guy as much. He's more like romantic comedies or shows and this and that. But he's gonna take on the gauntlet. And let me read a little blurb from what Cavill said. And he said, and I quote: "My journey as Geralt of Rivia has been filled with both monsters and adventures, and alas, I will be laying down my medallion and my swords for season 4, says Cavill in a statement shared by Netflix. "As the greatest of literary characters, I pass the torch with reverence for the time spent embodying Geralt." Am I saying that right?
Mm-hmm. "And enthusiasm.
An enthusiasm to see Liam's take on this most fascinating and nuanced of men." "Liam, good sir, this character has such a wonderful depth to him. Enjoy diving in and seeing what you can find." But and I, this sounds like him writing this. You know, I don't know if this is a publicist or what. That's pretty dang good.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Cable was freaking awesome as The Witcher. What do you think with Liam taking over in this role? What's your take on that?
I really didn't watch the series, and I didn't play much of the game.
Really?
Yeah. Although I did play the game a little bit. I got to a point where I reached the town with the meeting up with that girl with the red hair, and I think that was pretty much it, because I got sidetracked too much.
Okay.
Now, I mean, he does look like that main character, and yeah. I did see like one or two episodes.
Okay. Yeah, I think he was fit for that role.
Mm-hmm.
And how serious and the way he did the voice, I thought was perfect. It's going to be hard because you're like, I kind of compare it to like when you replace Batman, right? You always compare it to the previous guy. And man, I don't know how I set myself up for this, but like you were talking about how our Batman, or the newest Batman, was like whispering and yeah. stuff.
Whisper
and
Man.
Whisper Batman.
Yeah. Sparkles.
So I don't know if Liam is going to be able to do the voice without people busting up and cracking up and thinking it sounds ridiculous.
Because he said that a little bit before the show, pre-show, that he's more of the romantic guy.
Yeah, that's what I think. That's why I see him as that. Because you know, you think of his brothers as more of the action type guys. And, you know, they've got pictures of dude with his shirt off. And so he's muscular enough. But I don't know. I just don't see him as like Geralt, you know?
Hmm.
And to be able to hold a sword and pull off all the stuff that Cable did. And one of the things, like, I was just looking up and saw some memes and stuff. And there's, like, this meme of Cable as the Witcher. And he's, like, just saying, You know, because like he did it like so well, like that voice that he pulled off.
Because
mm-hmm. for me, like the voice for this character of the Witcher is a lot to it. You know, because when you're playing the game, that's what you hear. You hear the voice, and then the action, whatever you do that. I'm sure the makeup and stuff they can pull off. But I don't know, man. I don't even know if I'm gonna watch the season 4 of The Witcher.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
You watched the previous seasons, though?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And don't get me wrong. The show is not it's not perfect, but I'd still watch it. And I'd watch it mostly for him, you know, because like, oh, man, action. And want to see how things would carry on with Siri and that kind of stuff. Yeah. So that was in some Twitter news. And another little tidbit of Twitter fandom here is Burger King and them having an operator skin in Modern Warfare Call of Duty. Is it Modern Warfare? So this is it. Modern Warfare 2 meal. All right. And so let me just read this blurb. Burger King, home of the Whopper, partnered with, and this is from Kotaku, partnered with Modern Warfare 2 and brought forth from its troves of hot grease an exclusive Call of Duty skin. It is a man with a beautiful mustache and shirt that says Burger Town, the Call of Duty franchises, Burger Emporium, and Easter egg on it. All right, and so what happened is this guy created a skin, because like what this is like, it was like a temporary skin. It was like only for a limited use, right? And you could use it in the game, but this was only set up for like France and Netherlands, right? But this guy made the actual skin that you can use, you know, maybe on the PC version for $30.
Whoa, that's quite a bit there. How many burgers is that? How many meals?
That's at least like three, right?
Yeah,
at least
yeah.
three meals. Nowadays. If you're talking about, you know, $10, it used to be five, right?
Yeah, yeah,
now,
yeah.
Now you're talking about. But wow, interesting. But people are buying this.
Dude, it's great. I'm looking at this character on your paper there. I'm like, where's the crown? The Burger King guy, the king has the crown. Remember that goofy old guy?
Yeah, with the big mascot? Head. With yeah. the big head. Wow,
I love Burger. If we had Burger King here, I would go there. I like Burger King.
Yeah, like, what do you think of the whole idea of like businesses putting their characters' images on video games?
Like, I think it's smart advertising.
Yeah,
I mean, they do it for like Fortnite does it all the time, right?
Exactly.
All these characters. I mean, it's not like McDonald's or Burger King or KFC, but even KFC, they had that game,
right?
With the Colonel Sanders, they made him look anime-ish and handsome.
Did they?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean, they're going after a target market, so why not? And what else do you get there? You get 1 hour of 2x XP?
Yes.
Dang.
Interesting. It's interesting.
Yeah.
You
30
know,
bucks, though, huh?
Yeah, 30 bucks, man.
That's pretty steep.
It is, considering you spent 70
for the game.
The game. And people are saying, they're saying that, man, 70 bucks for a 4-hour campaign, they're not too thrilled about that. They really aren't.
Yeah. I never played Call of Duty for the campaign, so I always played it for the online.
So yeah, I think I played the one last year. What was that, Vanguard? I did play that, and I played the campaign through it, and I enjoyed it.
Okay.
But like you said, you're mainly buying that game for the multiplayer.
Yeah.
Right? Does this make you feel like, oh man, maybe I'll get this Burger Man and
makes me want to eat. That's what it makes me want to do.
Play some Call of Duty.
But it doesn't make me want to play Call of Duty though. It makes me want to eat. That's what it does.
Okay. Sidebar with this. You go to Burger King, what are you going to order?
Oh, man, it's always... I mean, my mom, she would get me that chicken sandwich, that sub-looking one.
Uh-huh.
So that was good. And then growing up, I just get it, like, Whopper Jr., then, you know, graduated to a double Whopper with bacon. Or I think that was as far as I went with Burger King. And then in Mira Mesa, they started closing them down. So the closest one that I know of is... either in Sorrento Valley, but then I believe that's still being built, like remodeled.
Really?
And then the other one is in Claremont, so it's pretty far away.
Yeah, I think the last time I've been to Burger King was over out in El Cajon.
Mm.
You know, and I just was like, I was sitting in traffic, and I said, oh, let me go Burger King.
Yeah, forget this traffic, man.
Yeah, let me go have some satisfaction here.
And when I was a kid, I remember I had my first like key to the house, and I lost it. But I eventually found it like in the playpen.
Oh, really?
I was playing with my friend Paul, and I just lost it. I was like, "Oh my gosh, I lost this! Someone's gonna rob the house." You know, I was like, "No one knows."
That's funny. Yeah. That's funny. Well, another thing related to Call of Duty, and I will have to give credit to the player that posted this video, because I'll tell you this, because like people are, you know, they're always like posting some like weird video or something, but the timing of this video was perfect, and for him to have had recorded it or was smart enough to go back and get the video recording of it, this guy Obscure19 shared a clip, and what this was him going into a helicopter. So imagine this. He goes into the helicopter, right? And he's finished with one part of the mission, goes in, the helicopter starts to go up, right? And as it's going up, the timing of this is crazy. Another helicopter rubs into this helicopter, his, right? And then he moves over, his helicopter moves over and hits this other, like, a helicopter that has a tank underneath it, like, oh, you know, they're dropping something down, and then next thing you know, you have this big old explosion. And I mean, I don't know if this was real or fake or what, but to be able to have the timing of that is super hilarious, and I hope you get a chance to watch that, and if the viewers have seen it, man, yeah, send us a email and talk about that, because that was a funny thing. Wow, Jay. Let's move on from there.
Okay.
And let's talk about this game that we are spending so much time with, and this is Marvel Snap.
Snap.
Snap. I think of that. What is that? CNC Music Factory song. Snap.
Whoa. Oh, really? I don't even know of it when I press that button. I'm like, oh, am I gonna win? I need some points. He goes, snap.
Yeah, and you
also lose points too if you lose though.
You shared this game with me, and I was like, "Oh wow, let me check this out." And you know, pocket game. I don't think so much of it, but it's super addictive. Mm-hmm. Like, how did you end up finding this game?
So I saw some videos of it earlier, like, and then they had a beta, and then kind of funny talked about it, and I'm always interested in card games because I liked Magic when I was a kid. I never got into Pokemon cards or anything. It was just purely Magic. And I did collect cards when I was growing up. and with the shinies. Marvel cards. Or I picked up a whole Wolverine, like, box. It was strictly just Wolverine cards. And this brings me back to that, because you can collect these cards, make your deck, and, you know, upgrade the cards, make them shiny, make them infinite, and they look cool. You can just go through the whole your whole card list and just look at all the cards that you do have. And then the ability to, you know, I just alluded to it, to make your own deck and then play it against other people around the world is a great idea. And it's free to play. So it's free to play. You don't spend any money unless you want to. And having fun.
Describe it a little bit, like the gameplay.
Oh, okay. So if you listen to the last episode, kind of talked about it. Now it's just about, you know, if you get three lands and you get 14 cards, you make a deck, and each turn, there's a total of six turns, you have to beat your opponent within those six turns. Each turn, one of the lands transforms, so it has a different ability. For example, say land A, you get plus 5 energy. So now you can put up to level 6 energy card on turn 1. And then on turn 2, say that any card that's placed on this land is negative 2. So if you place one of your cards there, it's going to be a negative 2. So if it's a 5 card, it'll be a 3. Or if it's a 1 card, it'll be at negative 1. And then finally, the third land will open up and say that it, when you place a card here, it'll add it to your deck. Or if you place a card here, it'll add it to another land. So there's different features to these lands. The one that hasn't come up often, but it was very interesting to me, was it's a land that comes up and it destroys other lands and ruins them. So it did that, and you couldn't play any cards on them. Or there's, and it ties into Marvel stuff, which is great. Like the, what's Professor X's campus?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Yeah. So I forget the name of it, but when that land comes out, like on the third turn, you'll get another card automatically.
Okay.
Or what's the TVA? That's from Loki, right?
Yeah.
So if that land comes out, the game ends in 4 turns. Like, oh crap, so now people are pulling all their cards into that one land, you know? So it's always different strategy, no matter what deck you have.
You really have to pay attention to this, because if you don't read that, hey, it ends in 4 turns, then 5 and 6, you're like trying to put stuff there, and it won't doesn't work.
Happen. Yeah, yeah,
it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Right? And what I've noticed is, like, as you progress in the game, boy, does it get... It gets tough.
Yeah.
You've got to really be aware of what your opponent can do and what's in their deck, too. Mm-hmm. Right?
You can tell early on, like, what type of deck they have. Because you can theme it around, like, ongoing. So, like, for example, an ongoing card is you place it down and it'll always provide this type of ability throughout the whole game. Or you can play an unrevealed deck, which when you put a card down, it reveals, like, you get plus 2 for all your cards, but it's only times 1. Unless you combine a card, which you put down next to that one, and it says, oh, your unreveal deck happens again, or card happens again. So again, there's, like, so much strategy. There's a lot of cards that that go along together, work together very well, synergize together. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so it's a really fun game, and it's fast too, because it's only 6 turns, right? So you get in there, it's like 3, 4, 5 minutes, depending on your opponent. If they dilly dally, take their time, or if they already know what they're doing, they're just passing their turn on to you. And it, like, I don't know how many hours I've played it, but it's a lot. I wish I had a counter.
Well, I'd say right now, there's 5.3 million downloads of this game.
Yeah.
In that first week.
Wow.
The first week. And it made $2 million in revenue for all those downloads.
And that's a free to game play.
Yeah.
Wow.
I haven't spent any coin on it yet. And I don't know if I might, you know, because, like...
I gave him $20 already, almost $20 already.
Sure, sure. Well, shoot, look at all these other people that deposited some million. Something like $2 million worth.
Dang, man.
And I don't know, like, I haven't seen it advertised a lot. But I first heard of from it from you.
Okay.
And then I was started playing it, and then I'm like, oh wow, okay. And you started telling me stuff like Jay was telling me. Oh man, you just gotta continue to upgrade your stuff, and you'll come around and this and that. But you have to be a little bit of a math person to like look at this, and because I was looking at Jay's, he gave me a screenshot of his. And his numbers are in the thousands, man.
Yeah, that's only situational. That's why. But okay. Normal, like, that deck can only go up to, like, 25 or 20 to 30 on each land.
Okay.
But those numbers is because I had the bar sinister. So what that would do is that it makes four copies on that one land. And okay. I started copying Onslaught. So he doubles ongoing cards. So I had this one card that would give +2 to everybody, and then I had four of those onslaughts, and it just made thousands of points to own all the other lands, which is crazy to me.
So tell me, what is some of your favorite combination of cards?
So I'm playing a very fast deck, which has a lot of... it's very aggressive, because I can put a card down every... one or two cards every turn. And on the fourth turn, I get this, I think his name's Kazoo or something. So once he's down, every card that has an energy of 1 gets +1 damage. So combine that.
Kazar, right?
Kazar, yeah.
Yeah. He's like the, looks like Tarzan.
Yeah, he looks like Tarzan. Yeah. Put him down, put Blue Marvel down, and then he gives everybody +1. And then I put Onslaught down. And he does that with his ongoing and makes it double, so it puts so all my other cards get more +1. And then
yeah, like because your Onslaught, he's the one that what's his special thing is like to repeat their power, right?
Right, for that turn.
Right.
So you know, just keep stacking on that, so the opponent gets overwhelmed. And then I have. America Chavez at the end, and her special ability, I mean her, you have to drop her on turn 6, but then her power is 9, I think.
Okay.
So she's pretty strong, and she'll, like, her power is she'll always come out on turn 6, no matter what.
Oh.
Unless she's destroyed, you know, unless they target your deck. So she'll always come out on 6. And then sometimes I have to guess, like, where are they going to place their card at? Because that's going to determine who wins or loses, right? So that's what's cool. Oh, again, to win, you have to either... you have to own 2 of the 3 lands.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I was playing today, and then Captain Marvel came out. I was like, ooh, what's Captain Marvel do? Because I don't have that card. And they put him out on turn 5. So I was like, why did they put him on that weak side? I don't understand. So put him there. And then I placed my... So he was baiting me, so I put my card in a different location. I'm like, oh, I'll win this side. And then all of a sudden, her ability is, on turn 6, she'll move to a piece of land where you think that the computer will think you'll win. And then it straight up moved her. I was like, what the hell?
That's crazy.
And they won. I'm like, that's nutty, man. I like that. So there's so many cool cards in this game.
It's fun. Now, I'm trying to figure out, like, hey, do you think the game that you're waiting for...
Uh-huh.
At Midnight Suns.
It's like this?
It's going to have some similarities.
Well, it has cards. Yeah. Maybe. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, you're going to play it, huh?
Ooh, man.
Bae. What are you going to do, bae?
I don't know. Now, if they do something where it's connected,
yeah,
I think that would be genius.
That'd be cool.
That would be super genius if you all... Man, I know they ain't listening to my podcast, but if they can make some connection to Midnight Suns and Snap...
Yeah.
And you'll get people returning and playing both.
Right.
Like, I wonder, honestly.
I wonder if they're going to have, like, when Midnight Suns come out, they're going to have, like, some theme around Snap.
They should.
That'd be cool.
That would be smart.
Yeah, right? Because they're both essentially card games.
Yeah, and I'm you know, these guys are smart. I'm sure they're ready thinking about this. Like, hey, man, how can we connect these two games? Because now you're talking about two different genre gamers, right? You're talking about the very casual mobile phone types, right? And then you're talking about the console gamers. You integrate those two, man. Now we got something going, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Synergizing.
Synergy. Right? Yeah, that's it. That's it.
I want to go back a little bit about the cards. Okay. How you can upgrade them.
Yeah.
So you're not upgrading their abilities. You're upgrading how they look. So, you know, when you get a card, like a Pokemon card or like a Marvel card or whatever card, baseball card, it looks kind of plain. And then you upgrade it and it becomes a breaking the border, you know, so now it looks a little bit more like, I don't know, more bright, more popped out. And then it goes, you upgrade it again and it goes 3D animated. So now you can move your phone and it's moving the card and the like Tarzan's hair is flowing a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you get shiny and you can go all the way up to infinite. So it's just making your cards look better.
It does. And then you pay attention to it more. Mm-hmm. And so then you end up wanting to upgrade all your cards.
Yeah, because they upgrade your level, so you get more cards later.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me what you think about it.
I like a little bit more. And you know what? Like, so my go-to games on my phone are Clash Royale and War Alliance. And they're games that I play like while I'm in line for the grocery store, when I'm at work and I've got some downtime, like after I eat my lunch. But now with this game Snap, I'm not playing those other two games, and I'm spending a lot of my time there. And it's a casual game, but it's a game that I know that I've got to have. I don't have that. I can't have any distractions. You know, while I'm playing this.
Right, you got to read.
Yeah, because you got to read and watch it. You can't watch it, at least for me, I can't watch a show on Netflix while I'm playing this.
Oh, yeah, that's like background noise for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's got my attention. And I'm trying not. I don't like to spend money on some of these games, right, these pocket games. Mm-hmm. But I probably eventually will. You know, just try to catch up to Jay. Jay's like way up there.
I just playing. It's been playing. Yeah.
No, but it's fun. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. Another thing we wanted to talk about, Jay, was Tales of the Jedi.
Yes, Tales of the Jedi. So that came out last week, and they released all the episodes. There's six of them. I watched 5 out of 6, and going to spoil just a little bit of it. 3, 2, 1, LT. So it tells you about Ahsoka and Count Dooku and how Dooku turned into a Sith. It's cool, man. It's funny how like all the ripples that he helped create, that he caused to create the Empire. So it's beautifully animated. I was looking at the lighting. I mean, it's far beyond what they were like way back then. It's like looking at PS5 graphics compared to like PS1, because they looked all blocky when Clone Wars came out, and now it's beautiful, and they kept that animation style. So I'm really digging it. I'm enjoying it. I'm glad they're short episodes. They're about like 15-17 minutes each. So if you want more lore and curious about these characters, I definitely would watch this.
I wonder why they made him so short.
Oh, which one? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, each episode, because couldn't you at least like group some of these together? Or did they do that? I wonder why they made it short like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it's on purpose. But I'm looking at the cast here. My gosh, they actually have Liam Neeson.
Yeah,
he's back there. in there as Qui-Gon.
Yeah, it's funny, you see him as a kid. And you see him again as an adult, and then you see what happens to Count Dooku when Qui-Gon dies. So you need to know like Star Wars lore in order to watch this and understand it. Because there's some time jumps in one episode. I was like, what? Oh, I get it. I see. This is where this took place.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And is there more to it? Because I only see it with six.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it? Okay, did you finish it?
No, I got one more to watch.
Okay. Do you see that it's going to connect somewhere to something else?
Let's see. Maybe the last one might? Because I'm just reading the title, says Resolve, and it has Ahsoka on it.
Okay.
So maybe when it goes on to her next show.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Wow, it sounds like you recommend this, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely recommend this.
Yeah,
and I'd say 5 out of 5.
Nice, because I'm seeing like IMDb has it at 8.6 out of 10. That's pretty good.
Mm.
That's a pretty good score.
Yeah, I like it. I like the history behind Dooku.
You know, what's up with Yoda having like hair?
Oh, it's Yoldi. That's or
oh, it's not Yoda.
Mm-mm.
Oh, is Yoldi
something like that? I think that's her name.
It's a girl.
It's a girl.
Okay, that's why. Okay,
yeah.
At first, we're like looking at the image. I'm like, yo, man, Yoda's got some brown hair. He's like,
he dyed it.
He's sporting. He's sporting a new do. Do with Dooku. Okay, so other things, man. The Quantum Mania, and we wanted to give like a little bit of feedback, a little bit of reaction on this. And you know, I was joking about the whole Return of Witch Mountain because Jay knows that I'm not a big fan of shows that have a focus as kids. And it's not that I have anything. I don't hate kids or anything like that.
Cobra Kai. What else?
Yeah, I don't like shows that remind me of work. That's what it is. Because I work with children.
Hey, I'm in the same boat. I ain't gonna watch no Grey's Anatomy, The Good Doctor, The Good Nurse. Get out of here! I'm already at work, and then you see through it,
right?
You see, there ain't no doctors pushing their patients down the hall, or taking the MRI, or drawing their labs, or coming together, and you know that it's not a. They don't take like more than 10, 15 minutes talking with. I mean, they do on their like primary care initial assessment. They get like 45, 50 minutes. But sometimes they come in and they're just like, oh, how you doing? All right, cool. You're going home today. 5 minutes. Bye. Talk to me later.
And that's it.
That's it. Oh, because they've been following you for the last like 3 days. So they look at your chart to talk to you. How are you doing? Let me look at your wound. How's your pain? How's your nausea? How you have you using the bathroom? All right, cool, man. You're not nauseated. You're going home.
Yeah. You ain't getting George Clooney from ER.
Yeah.
Like coming to visit you and, you know, ask you how you doing and give you a whole like wholesome talk of 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or I see some, I was like, why is the IV like not on, but it's still connected to the person? You know, it just takes me out of it. I'm like, I ain't watching this.
This is garbage.
Yeah, you know, because like, I already know too much. I already see through the matrix already.
I'm so glad you said that because I always like, I'm like, oh yeah, I wonder what Jay thinks about this. You know, and Jay works in medical field and he's been, man, how many years now? Like 15 years?
Like 16.
16. Yeah. Wow.
You know, it's funny. The funniest one is that I've seen and they have memes. There's this patient on the ground, and then the ambulance, the EMT comes in. Oh, clear. This guy has a colostomy. It's like this guy is like dying, but he's not. He just has a colostomy, and they're making a big deal out of it. I'm like, oh my God, this show. I mean, whatever show that is, this is whacked.
Yeah. Yeah. Which probably gives reason to why you appreciate and enjoy like sci-fi and these Marvel type shows, right?
Right.
Because there's no, I mean, you could relate it to the comics you've read or some of the other shows you watch, but there's no like background connected to the, like Marvel, especially this with the Quantumania. This is all different. This is different for me.
Yeah.
Right. And so what's also different is that they've got Cassandra. There's a new girl playing her,
that's,
right?
That's so different. This good is like transition.
This is the third one, right? This is like the third actress. And I don't know if it's because the snap changed the time frames, but she's grown up now.
Dude, yeah, well, this is a different person.
Yeah, she's got a suit on too.
I'm like, whoa. She's smart.
And she's making stuff.
Yeah.
She's making like a beam of some way to communicate to the quantum realm.
Yeah, right? She's like the taking over after grandpa or step grandpa.
Exactly, Mr. Hank Pym. So here we are. We've got all these characters, but the one character that stands out for me, and I'm like, what the hell? What the hell is Bill Murray freaking doing in this movie?
Right?
Like, why the heck?
Like, Ghostbuster, what's going on here?
Ghostbusters, Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day,
I'm like, what the heck? What about Bob? Oh my gosh, Bill Murray is in the MCU. Hello. Which is probably why he's still a jerk to people, because he's on the news for being super mean and rude to people.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's not a nice guy.
Oh, dude, that sucks.
Yeah, yeah, but it's a good thing he's not my neighbor.
What did he do?
I don't know. I don't know. He's like, people complaining that he was just like super mean to them and stuff. Mm-hmm. So here we are. We got multiple suits now. We've got the Cassandra's got one. We've got Scott Lang's got it, and of course Hope, Evangeline Lilly. And of course, you know, you got Michael Douglas and Michelle Pfeiffer in this. I'm sure they're gonna jump in a suit of some sorts. Now, I think the main focus of this one is going to be Jonathan Majors, who is Kang.
Yeah, it's you know, like several episodes ago, we were talking about like where is Marvel going with this. I think this will help push it along.
Yeah. And the interesting thing, and I'm so glad they did it this way with Loki. That's where we first saw him, right? No, mm-hmm. Or did we also see him in the? Yeah, we did see him in a Loki, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was like the last episode.
Right. And so, but there's like different we call it variants, or there's different mm-hmm. versions of this Kang.
Yeah, and then they killed the last Kang, so. All the other versions came out. Something like that.
Something like that, yeah, right?
Yeah, because Loki messed up the time.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it would be so cool to see some cameo of Loki in this movie. And they might even wait till the very, very end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he probably wearing some brown brown suit with the TVA on there.
Right.
Right. But I do miss seeing some Loki. I can't wait for them to continue that storyline. Also in here, you're going to see Samuel Jackson as Nick Fury. You're going to see Jimmy Woo again, Randall Park.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And just looking at the different cast. You know what? This is where I am with this, okay? I'm not super excited yet. I know this is going to come later in the year, right? We still have Wakanda Forever that's coming out in I want to say maybe less than 2 weeks now?
November 17th.
Okay, so about a little over 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm watching that.
Oh, yeah, sure. I can't get tickets for opening night because I'm working, but I will watch it that week for sure.
Yeah, yeah, the weekend. Yeah. You know, I'm probably not going to watch it on open night either, just because it'll probably open on a Thursday night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'll have to work. But I think that weekend, I'm going to pencil that in and bring the whole family to watch that. Hey, you know, we could try to watch that together.
That'd be cool.
That'd be a lot of fun.
All right.
Man, Wakanda Forever, we've got that coming. We've got some... Marvel Midnight Suns on the horizon.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to like appreciate that. Ooh, maybe, okay. Maybe a little more.
All right.
And maybe I'll fork out, you know, it better not be 70 bucks.
Dude, I bet you it'll be 70 bucks, man.
Oh, gosh.
We'll see. We'll see what the reviews say. How about that? Just wait.
Yeah. And maybe we can like do a question on Instagram or something. Like, Is 70...
Will Bay like this game?
or what about this even? Like, is 70 bucks, like, is that a high price point for people nowadays or what?
I would say so, yeah.
It's gotta be, right?
Yeah. Unless they got a bunch of raises.
Right, well, and I get that, you know, minimum wage is higher now. Like, it's over 3 times higher than when I was working.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my daughter was telling me that when her job... She's making $15 an hour.
Mm.
I'm like, dang, man. When I started working, it was like three damn, bucks.
Right.
$3.25, and we got like a 50-cent raise. We're like, whoopee.
Yeah.
You know? But then everything else is higher too.
Yeah.
Right? And so yeah, I'm curious with that, because 70 bucks is rich for me. Like, I'm like, and I get irritated when I buy a game for 70 bucks. Gotham Knights, right? And I'm...
Does that irritate you a little bit?
It does. It does. It irritates me.
How about
me.
This God of War that's coming out? Ragnarok.
You know, I started playing that again. I haven't gotten to that point. Like, you told me about the dude's head. Like, what was that? I haven't gotten to that point yet. But I did lower the settings to a little easier.
Yeah.
So I can kind of streamline and get through the story and the plot. And I do like it. I'm appreciating. What's his son's name?
Atreus.
Atreus, right? You know, press box and get Atreus to shoot some arrows at the dude, right? But I think he will be more of a... And I'm hopefully you play just as him. Maybe there's a choice.
I don't know. We'll see.
Right?
We'll see. They do twist in these games. So that's why I'm like staying clear from stuff on Ragnarok.
Dude.
On YouTube, on Twitter. And like even today they announced Santa Monica Studios. They wrote a little blurb on Twitter saying... if you don't want to see any leaks for this game, like, don't search for it, basically.
Okay.
Don't put any tags up. Don't look at it. There's people that are posting them up. So I'm staying far away from it.
Dude, they better not pull some freaking Last of Us bullshit.
Oh, yeah? But are you close to Kratos as you were to Joel?
Well, you know, not when he calls me boy. Let's go, boy.
Let's go, boy.
This way, boy. Where are you?
Boy.
Boy. Boy.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's the main guy that you focus on and play through and use. Dang, they kill him off and have you start playing as a you know, it won't be as bad as the Joel move, right? Because they totally, if they make you play as, I don't know, Thor, because I'm not too keen on the story, but if they make you play as the enemy, I don't know, man, it'll piss me off. Oh, it's not the same studio, is it? No. It's not the same studio.
That's doing the game?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It is?
Mm-hmm. Santa Monica Studios?
Or, I mean, God of War and Last of Us.
Oh, no, it's not Naughty Dog. Okay. It's Last of Us, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Dude, man, but these weapons, man. I want Kratos to carry Mjolnir.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, oh, my God, the axe. Then I don't know how far you've been, but, I mean, I do know. I have an idea how far you've been, so that's why I don't want to state too many things.
I just saw the witch.
Okay.
Okay, so I just
visited. In the turtle thing?
Yeah.
Dude, that's crazy, right?
That's cool.
Right?
Yeah.
Dude, I think it was so awesome. I kind of want to play it just... real quick.
Well, when I play this more,
yeah.
I'm mad at Gotham Knights more. Cuz I'm like, hey, man, you MFers, man. You MFers, you freaking give us this game for $70 and I can go play a free game like God of War.
That was $60 when it came out.
Yeah. And I'm having I'm enjoying that a little more.
And you see all the production behind it.
Yeah.
You notice that the camera doesn't cut on God of War?
No.
Right? There's no cut. There's no loading screen. I mean, they hide the loading screens. It's always behind your back. And
it's smooth, man.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll play that after the gym. That's what I'm going to do.
Shoot.
I'm going to put it on easy and just like play through it.
Yeah.
So I understand the story again. Yeah, just because I haven't revisited it since I got the PS5. And it does all that cool stuff with it, you know?
Right, so, right. Well, and I haven't given up on Gotham Knights, but it's a grind, man. And I was able to...
Might as well play, you know, good old Destiny if you want to go play a grind.
It's so hard, right? Because you got so many of those grindy games. But I was able to try the multiplayer, and I did get a taste of that. And somebody joined me. And just randomly was in my screen. I'm like, oh, cool. And was perfectly timed because I was trying to fight these owl enemies. And I was having a hard time with them because they were like, there was so many of them. And they're like hard to hit and stuff because they're fast. And he was able to come in and help me out. And looking at the multiplayer, it's very, it's good that it's all connected and you can... place a marker, they can see it, and you guys can go to the same point and try to finish off side mission or main mission or whatever. And then if you go back to I think it's called the bell, I forgot what it's called. It's like I call it the tower, right? It's like their it's like their home base.
Yeah.
You go back to your home base and he's in there too watching your cinematic or whatever.
Hmm.
So I think the multiplayer is good in that sense that it's connected and stuff, and it brings you down maybe to the lower person's level.
Okay.
So he was playing at my level, and he seemed like he knew where everything was, and he was probably just trying it out. Never got on the mic or anything like that, which is cool, yeah. You know. But had a decent multiplayer experience. Does it make me want to like force you to go and buy it? Nah. You know, because I think I took the hit for that one.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Well, we'll see for that. Jay, what have you been playing?
Just Snap and Street Fighter V. Still getting used to that leverless controller.
Sweet, man.
Yeah, having fun. I still love Street Fighter. It's fun. Played it up this morning. Played like an hour of it. Because I feel like it's like a gym. You just got to get, you know, consistent. Consistently you'll play.
So. Most definitely. So, man, that's that. We are still waiting for God of War Ragnarok.
Soon.
Sorry.
Very soon. November 9th.
November 9th.
Ooh, less than 2 weeks, man. Oh, God, here we go.
Less than 2 weeks.
Less than 2 weeks. Gonna just play all night. That's what's gonna happen.
Wow. Man, that's all I got from me, Jay. Listeners, thanks for listening in. What do you got, Jay?
No, that's all I have. Take care. Be kind to yourself and be kind to others.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.